The hearings are proceeding as we speak. I understand that there are some members who were served with hearings for today that were scheduled for today, and some are scheduled for tomorrow. So we expect the number of the fire doctors to increase up to the 500 that were served with hearing letters.
How many have been dismissed so far?
To date, according to the last press statement released by the health service, it was around 211 doctors who have been dismissed from the 500 who have been served with hearing letters.
For those who have embarked on this industrial action, have they been paid?
No, the doctors have not been paid for the past 2 months. They haven't been paid anything from the government.
But is dialogue still continuing with the concerned ministry?
Yes, like we've always been saying, that the Zimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association is open for dialogue with whoever and at any time, because we believe that the solution to this ongoing impasse will come through dialogue. So we've been dialoguing even with the minister, but it seems like we are now just meeting for the sake of meeting with no progress. Was the ministry and treasurer are not willing to come up with a meaningful offer for the doctors. So we'll continue dialoguing until they come to their senses and give something which is livable.
Your critics, Dr. Zwakada, are saying at the end of the day, you must sacrifice for your patients. We have gone for more than 2 months without doctors in state institutions. What is your response to that?
Yes, doctors have got their patients at heart, and they are willing to go back to their working stations even by tomorrow. But what they don't have is the financial capacity to do so. So in as much as the critics are might be saying that doctors are not compromising, but this is solely to blame on the government, because government is responsible for providing the affordable healthcare system that is promised to its citizens during its campaign period.